Jared, I think you should go to your doctor and ask for a prescription for Viagra.
Who've been talking to?
No. Well, I have my sources.
What?
I have my sources. No! Brand new report that Viagra helps with hearing loss.
What?
What'd you say?
See? He's got it.
You beat me to it.
Is it really?
He's got it. Yes. Well, they're saying.
Give me some Viagra then.
I know. I told you you'd be on board.
Yes.
May reverse the pill Viagra, known for treating erectile dysfunction, may help reverse one specific type of inherited hearing loss.
Bad hearing actually does run in my family.
So, see?
I mean, because honest people have severe issues and their hearing aids and they're young.
Sure.
But like my dad, diminished hearing. Mm-hmm. Over the years, more aggressive than normal.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
And you've been truthfully battling it for many years.
Yeah.
Where
exactly.
It's, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
Because people are like, that's really loud. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds
and you,
okay
remember,
to me.
We were doing the, you know, those tests.
Oh, yeah,
tests
the wave tech, or the wave, well, not wave tech, but the wave sounds or whatever.
And you couldn't hear any of it. The high pitched things.
I thought y'all were punking me. I'm like, nothing's playing. You're like, yes, it is.
We could hear it.
Yeah, Viagra was originally made not for ED. That was a side effect of it. It was originally made for people that the blood flow was limited.
Mm-hmm. In your heart, right? Wasn't it just
I
your
believe
heart or something?
Heart medication.
It was for blood pressure or something.
Oh.
And then they realized why everybody was, when they get the blood pressure medicine, they all have boners.
Yeah.
It's easier to get one and keep one.
Yeah.
The blood's moving.
And it's basically, people think, oh, it's a turn-on drug where it turns you on to get it. It's totally not. It's just so when you are turned on, it makes it work.
Makes it possible.
Yeah.
Well, they tested Viagra with fruit flies, of all things. Huh. Like, you guys coming to my house? Because I got a bunch of them. the fruit flies, it said the scientists tested for two treatments. One was for the different, I guess, components in Viagra, and it found that it improved the hearing in the flies. And I'm like, how do you, I didn't pretend to know how flies could hear.
I didn't either.
They're always listening.
Yep. And they say that suggesting that this medication could be used, targeted in humans.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Yeah. They say at its peak, Viagra, not really a pun there. Okay, they were averaging $1.8 billion a year in sales for years and years and years since 1998, and it's kind of gone down to about $500 million because of all the competition, but wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and also...
A lot of money.
Once Viagra loses the patent, I think it already did.
It did, yeah.
That's why it's so cheap. And it's like, it shows that medicine can be made for dirt cheap. However, companies have to spend... I'm not sticking up for drug companies because I think they are too expensive. They spend an enormous amount of money developing it.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to get the return. But medicine can be made dirt cheap.
Yeah.
And then they start doing these things where this is where it gets you. For instance, Advil and Motrin. Advil came out with Advil.
Mm-hmm.
It's really just ibuprofen. Motrin, heard of that one?
Oh, Motrin.
It's
Advil
really just ibuprofen. Then
ibuprofen,
the name started becoming so big because it was so much cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
So then what happens? Advil gets another patent on ibuprofen because they changed from a circle pill to a gel cap. And now they have the patent. Nobody can do that.
For that,
but it's all just ibuprofen.
Which is why, and I am not getting political here, but
here
I thought it was very interesting how everyone was using the name Tylenol when there were the links to...
Correct.
When people were talking about there being a link to autism, and I thought, how are they getting away with just naming Tylenol?
Oh, true.
Because
it is acetaminophen. How are you naming Tylenol?
I guess Tylenol's easier to say.
And I thought Tylenol is absolutely going to win a lawsuit.
Yeah, probably so.
Well,
because I didn't understand how you'd have it, that was being used.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's a good point, Katie.
How are you able to do it?
I think the reason why it was said is because most people know ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know whatever. I can't even say it myself.
Acetaminophen.
It's still placing blame on one company.
Right.
That it wasn't proven. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it was like, how are you not suing for major, major money?
Maybe they will.
And I think they were. I believe there is some sort of lawsuit. I don't know the latest on there, but I
that
thought.
That would be wise. Because then you're putting Tylenol and everybody's now going to think even more so than the Harvard study. It would just
fighting it, though, saying like Tylenol is not responsible.
Did they say acetaminophen that is found in things like Tylenol? Or they said just Tylenol? I can't remember.
Well, it was
originally. All the headlines was Tylenol. I know.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. All the headlines. You're right, Kate. It was Tylenol. Mm-hmm. they're probably, really? What
yeah, like, what, thanks a lot.
You want to know something interesting, too? You know how when you go into the store, people get Sudafed?
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, originally, the real Sudafed is a better medicine. It's been proven it's better. The other kind, it's like they're taking off. Well, Sudafed was used for speed. I guess they were making speed. So to get real Sudafed, which is Sudafedrin, you now have to go behind the counter. And like in Dayquil, they use the real Sudafedrin. But now the ones on the shelf, even Dayquil or Sudafed is not Sudafed. You can get the real Dayquil. You have to get behind the counter, which was terrible for sales because of these name mm-hmm. brands. And what's in the most medications, even though it says Sudafed, it'll like say Sudafed PE. It's not really Sudafedrin. And all these medicines like Robitussin, if it's the multi one, uses either Sudafedrin you get behind the counter mm-hmm. or this other one that doesn't
that
work.
That other one that begins with a P, I believe.
It doesn't
and
work.
People are like, oh yeah, it's in there. No, it isn't.
Jason, what was the generic version you said that you're using for Valtrex?
What? No. Okay.
Oh. It's a herpes medication.
Hilarious.
He
knew.
Yeah, I mean, you know all the information.
My dad's
about
a pharmacist.
Well, he's a pharmacist.
Well, the name brand for a lot of the STD medications you take is, you don't have to, it used to be extreme expensive. Now it's not.
Now it's just an antibiotic,
it's almost
right?
free. It's
well,
almost no, free. Yeah.
Well, when I get my blood pressure medication,
it's
that I just started.
Cheap.
Did you? Are
it's,
you taking
it's,
it?
It's zero.
Yeah.
I don't pay anything.
It's beautiful.
I mean, I was like, was that a mistake? I was like, they're like, no, it costs nothing.
I'm
like,
yeah. With our insurance, it's free.
No, I'm telling you, it's zero.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My cholesterol
too.
And blood pressure meds are $0 because of the insurance.
Okay.
But it's the reason why it is zero is because that patent ran out and they can make them. It's so, they have so much of it. Although.
And we're all on them.
It's the number one killer for men and women.
All of them.
If we get into ever a war with China, they make and deliver most of our medications.
Mm-hmm.
Scary.
Yeah.
You can get really cheap antibiotics in Mexico.
Just saying.
Don't do that. I'm just telling you.
Well, like Ozempic or whatever and the different ones, it's like $1,500 a month. And then that's already been cut down. I think, not to make it political, but Trump had people in to say, they all agreed to lower it. Now it's like $400. But at some point, it'll just be copay for everybody.
Oh, my gosh. Once the patent runs out, it could
be
free.
And then everyone will be skinny. And then what I prompt, then there'll be like this odd push for like chubby people.
Of course. That's absolutely how it will be.
You miss when we have fats. Fats,
yeah. And sure, plus, plus, plus.
Yeah. We'll say, God, we need a better representation, you know? Just get all these skinny people.
Lord, that guy was 180 pounds. What a fatso.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And then somebody that walks in, you know, it's like 300 pounds, like, ooh, this is nice.
Hey, good looking.
Bigger people, chubby people back in the day were considered more attractive.
And wealthy. Because you were wealthy because you could
eat more. Isn't it weird, though, how back then we actually were more attracted to a chubby person?
Yeah.
Who was pale.
Why did that change?
Jason said, isn't that weird?
Isn't it?
Being
isn't
attracted
it
to a fatso.
I think he said actually attracted.
Yeah. Actually attracted to a chubby person.
We thought that was more sexy then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
I don't know how we got there, but I liked it.
We've covered a lot today.
Jared needs Viagra. That's how we got there.
For hearing.
That's right. For hearing. For hearing. That's how people are going to hear, which is my
right? No, exactly. Like, why is Katie thinking you need Viagra?
Did
like,
you
oh.
hear? Yeah.
Matt,
that'll be
that
the irony of it.
Make that a character promo for my life.
How did we get here? Jared needs Viagra.